Now, do us a favor. If you want to keep listening to the show and all the kind of other past shows, we now got a website. You go to the Brown and Allen Show. .com. It's the experience. You go to the Brown and Allen Show.com. You can plug up, you can bring up the past shows, podcast already online. All right. You can see some of the places we've been to because we're going to start this summer, gentlemen. We're going to get some equipment and we're going to start doing some remotes on Sunday. Gotcha. I know this sounds weird, Rich. We're going to be out in the hood early in the Sunday morning. I'm serious. You know, breakfast is on the table. So we're going to be out doing some remote and that kind of stuff. And we're going to, you know, like liven up the show like Barb Molly said. We're going to lively up ourselves just a little bit here. Okay, but go and check out some former shows on our podcast, The Brown and Allen Show.com. It is the experience. Go check us out. Mm-hmm. And that's like a cool thing. So we got Chris up there and everything, so.
All right. Oh, Chris will be happy with that. And speaking of Chris Gardner, who is a member of the United States Basketball Writers Association, joins us live from Houston, Texas.
That's our
right
Houston
now. Guy. Good morning, Chris.
What's
welcome,
up, Chris.
To,
all welcome. Right, Chris.
Good morning, fellas, and congrats on that website. I'll definitely check that out. And you got to have something by Boyz II Men on Mother's Day, too, right?
Okay, all right. Boyz II Men. what did Boyz II Men do? What was their Boyz II Men?
A song for Mama.
Okay. Mama. Thank you.
Okay. I ain't going to get it.
Mama. Okay,
yeah, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay, okay.
I love you, Mama.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah, everybody had a song for Mama.
Yeah, everybody had a song for Mama.
Exactly. Hey, Chris, we're going to start off first with the interview that you sent in with James Harden, his James Harden interview.
I mean, it's gonna be a great series. You know, you got two high-powered offenses, two, you know, extremely talented teams. So we expect it to be a great showdown. Obviously, we know, that they've obviously been here, you know, a few years in a row, and so they have a lot more experience. But you know, we're fine with that. You know, we've been having that great mindset all year, just of going out there and being the best Houston Rockets team we can be, and you know, letting the things play out.
You never know what kind of shape the team will be in or how you're playing at the time you get to this point. Are you pretty happy with how things have worked out?
They worked out exactly how we've planned it, how we worked from the summer, you know, just with the communication, just building and the steps and the details, and just it took a lot for us to get to where we are, you know, today. Obviously, we got a long way to go still, but we're in pretty good spirits right now.
You win all the games during the regular season to get home court. Obviously, it's important to, you know, hold that court his first two.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've been a great, you know, home team and a road team all year long. But, you know, I think this is the first time that they've been, you know, not having home court advantage. So, it doesn't change. They're going to come in here and play well, and you know, we expect that. But, you know, we got to be prepared and mentally focused to execute and try to make as limited mistakes as we can.
James. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Now, Chris, now, before we get to that game, right? Shut up, Kevin, man. You start laughing, man. Before we get to the Houston game, now, no, which game is first? Houston plays
tomorrow night.
Before we get to that game, let's go to the Cleveland Boston game. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I need your insight on that. Now, where do you think that game is going? And is LeBron gonna like LeBronto those guys and Boston like he did Toronto?
Well, if the Cavaliers play like they did, the non-LeBrons play like they did against Toronto, then the Cavs will beat the Celtics. But they play like they did in the first series against the Pacers, then it's going to be much harder for LeBron to do it by himself.
Okay.
He's going to need help from Kevin Love and George Hill and those guys like that. They got to step up. They can't go back like they did in their first round series and LeBron just playing by himself when he had averaging 30-plus points a game and the rest of the team was averaging like 7 and 5 and 6 or whatever. Boston is not that squad. So I'm going to assume that Kevin Love and George Hill and Kyle Korver and the good J.R. Smith will show up.
Oh, you mean the good J.R.?
Yeah, the good J.R.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Okay.
Not the hungover J.R.
Let
me ask him a question.
Yeah, Kevin.
But don't you think, okay, we all know what LeBron brings to the table, but don't you think that the key to this is going to be Brad Stevens and Tyronn Lue? Because I don't care what anybody says, Brad Stevens can coach. I have not seen a young coach like this since Larry Brown. And Larry Brown could coach. I don't care what anybody says. He could coach. Well, and I believe that is going to be Brad Stevens.
I agree as well.
Yeah, not Brad
Stevens.
Being
a former coach.
Yeah,
definitely agree.
Okay, so Chris, this just me, because I don't even like Boston. The only person I like that Boston is freaking dead now, JoJo White. That's my man. I don't even like Boston like that. But I'm going to get Boston a nod in seven. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to get Boston a nod in seven. This just me. I just think Boston got more grit. And the way that Terry Rozier kid is playing and Jason Tatum. And I told the cats off mic, if they had Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, it would be hands down they would win.
Yeah.
To me, it would be hands down.
I agree with that.
I don't care if they had LeBron or not. Yeah. If they had Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, it would be four games. They might even have swept Cleveland. But I'm going to give that because they got that grit and that Boston and the ghost of freaking the Celtics and all the Celtics past. I'm going to get Boston in seven games.
I say it's Brad Stevens. Stevens is
okay. So, Chris, you say Cleveland in seven?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Georgie, what you say? Because you're the sports guy.
Yeah, well, I tell you one thing. I just got to definitely, with the lineups they have right now, Cleveland should win this in six. I think
so you say six?
Yeah, I think right. Six games. Cleveland. LeBron has stepped his game up, and it's a totally difference in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. He got Kevin Love all of a sudden playing differently these last three, four games. But let's go back to Houston, though.
Yep.
What do they have the toughness to keep up with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, I say
no.
Yeah,
Chris. Really, seriously.
No, yeah, Chris. Do they, Chris?
Well, no. We're going to see.
Because
what you're basing it on, is previous Rocket squads, and until they play this series, that's all we got. So based on previous teams, you'd have to say no. But this year's team is different because you got P.J. Tucker, Luke Mbamute. Those guys have added to the toughness and to the, can I say what I want to say, on the nuts of the squad.
Yep, and both.
And so they are tougher and more aggressive than previous Rocket teams. So because of that, you got to say, you can't say it's going to be because they don't have toughness. Now, I'm picking the Warriors win the series because the Warriors just got more offensive weapons.
Right. Yeah. I think the Warriors going to win in seven. I think it's going to go to seven. I think it's going to seven.
Look, I don't care who they got. We got Draymond.
That's it.
Okay.
But so you're saying we? So you're being biased? Yeah, you're being biased.
Oh
no, Kevin.
But see, I'm right. But see, let me explain this. I'm from Oakland. I'm from Oakland. I rode with my boys when we was in the cellar for 12, 13, 14 years. So I'm going to enjoy this moment.
Kevin, what we're saying is the fact that if you're looking at being analytical, right, and looking at all aspects of it, I'm just saying, Houston have a better opportunity than they ever had before.
If you're looking at it analytically, okay, purely take the home stuff out from me being from Oakland. If you're really looking at it analytically, I would say the Warriors in six, maybe five, because they have the experience, they have the toughness, and until you take it from a champion, you're not a champion. You got to take it from them.
Well, absolutely. There you go. We got that. Right. And we'll be right back with more what's going on with Brown and Allen.
When was the last time that they heard you say, Mother or Father, I love you? And when was the last time that they heard you say, Daughter or Son, I love you? Say you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. Then you say, I know this can't be true, when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time that they heard you say, Sister or brother, I love you? And when was the that they heard you say, darling, or best friend, I love you, the one for whom you give your very life.
I know Steve Wonder had millions of hits,
in the twin,
but to me, I just love these three words, and I didn't even get into the crescendo yet, because when he go to these three, wait. Turn that back up.
Ready. Just how much you love them so. These three words, sweet and simple.
Come on, right there. Look at Jalen. Like, yo. That to me, and I love Stevie, but to me,
so simple.
To me, that song right there, it speaks volume.
Yes.
Oh, it does. It really
does. How I feel about people when I hear that.
Yeah,
my emotions, I get good. I love that song.
That's
because that speaks
to the world, man.
To me, that speaks to everybody who I love. If I could say I love you every day, I love you guys, and Kevin, you know I love you because you and I had arguments up the yin yang. You know how I am, George.
I know. Definitely.
I love my crew.
I know how you are.
And I love my mom. And I will go hard for my peeps. So when I hear these three words, so when I kick the bucket, if I don't hear that song when I'm dead, I'm coming back.
I
will wake up, go, damn it, man, why y'all ain't playing my song?
Right. And the young people need to hear songs like this so they can understand that you need to write.
Jalen was over there vibing.
Right. Jalen
was like over there like, whoa.
Right, but you know Stevie chimed in on Kanye West, right?
No, Kevin, I didn't.
Yes, Stevie did a, you know, Stevie sometimes, like everybody else, they show up at a club and start jamming. Okay, so he was at a club in L.A. and did a little set, you know what I mean? You know, connect with the people. And I guess somebody got to him, and they said, well, Stevie, man, what do you think about Kanye? Shook his head, and he just said, look, to say that 400 years of slavery was a choice is just outright foolishness. And that's like saying to Jews, the Holocaust never happened. I mean, he did it in a diplomatic sense. You know, Stevie.
But that's who he is. He's a diplomat.
Exactly.
He did it diplomatically, but, you know, I was like, okay, Stevie, go ahead with your bad self.
Man.
Wait a minute. Kevin, don't forget, he's the reason we have a king, a day for a king.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for Stevie Wonder.
Exactly. Absolutely. Like I said, Stevie Wonder is a national treasure, and we need to enjoy him while he's still here. Give him his roses and his flowers right now.
Yes, indeed. Because that four-hour show he did here in, well, not here in Buffalo. Well, it was in Buffalo.
In Buffalo,
he did. Man, that was unbelievable, the four-hour show. But back to NBA action.
Yes.
We have Coach D'Antoni on. We have the interview with D'Antoni.
Well, Mike, pursuit of the first championship, especially for some of your more veteran guys. How much is that driving this team, and how much is the having not done it something they have to overcome still?
Well, I don't know if that drives anybody. I don't think that just because you've won or haven't won, you got a bigger drive to get it. I think you always have that drive. It's too much fun and the competition. These guys are highly motivated, self-motivated guys that if they've won five, they won number six, and they won everything, and I don't blame them. That's how they got here in the first place. So it doesn't really drive us one. Now, what we have to prove is that we can do it in the big moments. Golden State, that's the advantage they have. They've done it in big moments. You know they're going to do it. Now, can we do it? I think we can, but we have to go out and prove it. Eventually, you know, you got to go through them if you want to get something, the ultimate prize. So, yeah, that's great. But it hasn't been something on our mind in the sense we're trying to win games. We're trying to get the first seed. We're trying to come together as a team. So that's more than that. Every once in a while, you would look up and see what the champs are doing and see what, you know, see how good they are. And they're good, really good. But it's not an obsession. You know, I didn't lose any sleep over the last 3 months. I still sleep well, you know, but it's something that if you want to beat them, you're going to have to beat them, and they're good.
Chris, I'm going to tell you something that's interesting for me this year. As I watch Chris Paul literally close out.
Yeah.
I mean, as I watch CP, and I'm not even a CP3 fan, he looked like, okay, James, take a nap over here because you don't like these moments. I got you.
Right.
What do you think, Chris?
Well, he closed out Utah, scored 13 points in a row for the Rockets against the Jazz, and everybody said after the game, you know, CP3 told everybody in the huddle, we're not going back to Utah. I'm ending this tonight. Y'all either come up with me or I'll do it by myself. And he stepped up and he took care of it, took care of business. You know, and James Harden was under the weather. He faded, was sick. He's fine now. I've been the last few days of practice. He's been okay.
Chris.
But see, that's what I'm getting. After the game, I mean, he sounded post-game, he did sound kind of sick. But during the game, everybody who was watching the game was looking at James Harden. What is he doing? He's not playing well. He's not stepping up. Here we go again. But CP3 stepped up and had his back. The issue for the Rockets is both of them, James Harden and Chris Paul, have to play well at the same time to beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
No question. If it's just one or the other, it's not going to be a long series. They both got to play well in this series at the same time.
Hey, Chris,
one quick question.
Jalen had a question.
Hey, Chris, real quick, kudos on the interview with Mike D'Antoni. But after what I just heard from him, quick question. I mean, we heard Steve Kerr's comments earlier. Now we're hearing D'Antoni. How do you feel about the difference in statements? Steve sounds a lot more confident as a coach for the Houston who has to get to that level. He's talking, he's not losing sleep. He better be up. How do you feel about that difference, man? Steve Kerr versus D'Antoni's statements.
Well, D'Antoni, he's so laid back. I think the older he's gotten, he's just so laid back about coaching. He's seen all this stuff before. So I can see why people will be kind of surprised and concerned by those comments. But he's just one day at a time. If they make a mistake, don't worry about it. Go to the next one kind of guy now. And that's how he is now. If you ask me, coach versus coach, who I'm picking Steve Kerr.
Right. Because one thing you notice, Chris, and the thing that concerns me is the more I hear D'Antoni, he reminds me so much of Marv Levy. One has a great team. He just lets them go out. Marv Levy let the Bills go on the field. You guys do what you do, and I'll be here and watch, man. He's a spectator. And then when the game gets tight, he's unable to get his clipboard out because he's not used to using it, first of all. And then the guy gives it to him, and he's not able to draw up a play to say, hey, if I got to have a basket now, one basket, I'm very concerned about D'Antoni because I don't think he could draw up a play to make – same way Marv Levy never could draw up a play.
But that's why they got Chris Paul because he could draw up the play.
Right. You got to have somebody like that, a quarterback.
Coach said it yesterday as well. I mean, he's like I said, he's matter-of-fact about it. Great coaches need great players. he does a good job at designing plays, but he said at the end of the day, I'm going to get a ball to James, get a ball to CP3, and everybody else just get out the way. I mean, that's the kind of thing he says, I can draw it up, make it look great on the board, but they got to go out there and get it done.
But you got to have a coach. You have to have a coach.
But Kevin, that sounds cool. Truth be told, I used to coach CYO, and I had like three good guys. And when it hit the fan, I like, yo, get out of the way, give Kevin the ball, and the rest of you cats, let's go get the trophy. So at the end of the day, if you're a real good coach and you really know, because you don't play the game, and if you know you got LeBron, no, look, JR, shut up, get the ball, LeBron, the rest of y'all move out of the way because I got to go home.
Right,
and I'm just saying,
LeBron,
man, that's just how – but see, the Warriors
– But LeBron
Kevin, the Warriors, have the benefit of having, I got four cats.
Yeah, that we get.
I ain't got one. I got four. And so any of the four, right, you guys,
the sad thing that against Houston is Steve Kerr is used to winning, working with Jordan, with those guys.
Yeah.
He has an unfair advantage over D'Antoni. Because D'Antoni going to watch. He's going to look like a ball in high weeds when we get late in this series.
Right,
let me ask Chris a quick question.
This is the thing. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. This is the very important thing. Yes, the NBA is the most player-driven league, and one player can make all the difference. We all know that with LeBron. But there come crucial moments. There's always two or three of them in every game that you got to have a coach who can bring the team in, say, okay, look, everybody chill, calm down. And you got to have players that believe that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
When we come back, Mr. Blunt, you ask him a question.
We ain't going to a place. Chris, you hanging out with us today, player. You can't get rid of us. You cannot quit us.
Good.
You ain't quitting us. We'll be right back, y'all.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Woo!
Monday on the Rich Eisen Show, a very busy weekend in sports will hit it all. The NBA and NHL playoffs hitting conference finals time. Ron Darling of MLB Network talking about what's going on in Major League Baseball. That's Monday on the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen, tomorrow noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Paulie here to talk to you about the best tasting, finest quality beef in the world. I'm talking about certified Angus beef from Palmer's. The brand's 10 exacting quality standards make certified Angus beef tender, juicy, perfect in every way. You can taste the difference. But not all Angus is equal, so make sure you always look for the certified Angus beef logo. Certified Angus beef from Palmer's Direct to You Market, 900 Jefferson Road in Henrietta, and palmersdirecttoyou.com.
It's almost summertime. That means time outside, time with family, and time to stop by Walgreens for sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and the trusted summer essentials you need at great values. So you can get in, get out, and get back outside in no time. For every time you go outside, Walgreens has you covered with summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, Tide Simply Detergent is $2.99 and select Blue Diamond Nuts are 2 for $5. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This season, Brodner Equipment and Husqvarna have the answers for achieving property maintenance perfection. Rugged, high-performance Husqvarna tractors with advanced features like clear-cut decks and versatile attachments make yard maintenance a breeze. And low monthly payment financing keeps your money in the bank. Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic auto mower is the effortless way to mow. Visit Brodner Equipment on Lyle Road in Gates or at Brodner.com. Brodner Equipment, your local Husqvarna headquarters.
Pants, 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 pants.
Coffee.
Pants, 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 pants.
Coffee.
Oh, pants, 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 pants.
Coffee.
Tide knows clothes and stains just don't go together. Break them up with 10 times the cleaning power from America's number one, Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Coffee.
Tonight, live on Salem Center Stage at Lilac Festival, it's Zach Brown Tribute Band. Zach Brown Tribute Band, today, 5:30 p.m. at the Lilac Festival. Details at rochesterevents.com.
Today, the Red Wings and the AAA affiliate of the Yankees, the Rail Riders, wrap up their series in Northeast Pennsylvania. Red Wings pregame begins at 12:45 today. Where else but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Mamma Jammers out there. Happy Bad Mamma Jammer Day. That's what I'm talking about. Chris, welcome back. Mr. Blunt, you
thank
up?
You yes. Chris, what strategies do you see both coaches employing? Let me give you an example. For Oakland, well, San Golden Francisco, State. Yeah. Golden State. I'm from the old school. I remember
the
when
Oakland
they moved,
Warriors,
I remember when they
San
moved
Francisco
out there.
Warriors.
But anyway, is it going to be backdoor, give and go, pick and roll, three-pointers? I mean, what strategies do you see both coaches employing to give their team an edge?
Well, neither team is going to change what got them here. So the Warriors, that's ball movement, player movement. You know, they average 29, 30 assists a game. The Rockets are less ball movement and more one-on-one out top with Chris Paul and James Harden. Right. Beat the man off the dribble and then pass to the guys in the corner. So they're more corner three-point offense-oriented. So mid-team is going to change. It's going to come down to who makes the fewest turnovers, because either way, whoever makes turnovers in this series, that team is going to make you pay for them.
Now, check this out, Chris. This is deep. These are my two sleepers. For Golden State, JaVale McGee. For Houston, Clint Capella. Because that kid will block your shot in his sleep. Because when you go to the cup, that Capella, that his name?
Clint Capella.
Correct. Yeah, Clint Capella. Uh-huh.
He will block your shot in your sleep. You better watch out for that young man, because he's getting ready to get the max contract. Houston ain't keeping that cat next year. Huh?
Right, but the Warriors are going to do a lot of pressing on defense, man. They're going to do a lot of trapping. They're going to try to trap James Harden. They're going to try to trap CP3, make him give up the ball. And their whole thing is going to be Trevor Ariza, Clint Capella, and everybody else. You got to beat us. Well, these two are not going to beat us. You got to beat us. Because we got too many scorers and too much firepower for you to shut everybody down. So if we shut them two down, you guys got to beat us. That's what I think.
But what if I say the Rockets are going to make Iguodala and Draymond Green beat them?
Iguodala could definitely do it. He's a former
from the outside?
You know, former MVP from the NBA Finals. So he's already got the pedigree for that. And then two, you have Klay Thompson. You got Kevin Durant. You got Steph Curry. You got Andre Iguodala. You can't – I mean, that's just too much firepower to check out.
But quickly, this is going to come down to coaching when we get down to the nuts and bolts of it. And this is where D'Antoni is going to lose this series in the end. Right. And one other quick point. First time ever, you're probably going to have Coach of the Year who's already been fired.
Oh, man.
So, Toronto, he deserved to get fired. He's a good guy. Casey did it. Casey just couldn't get the job done.
Deer in headlights.
He had to go. So I don't blame Toronto Raptors front office for firing him, letting him go. He had a lot of chances. It wasn't like they just – he came
but
back.
But I think his just team did, just –
his team, just, his team let him down.
That's
his team
they team cracked. Let him down. They cracked.
It's like they see LeBron.
It's
and
scary
they,
Mary.
And that's coaching.
They gave up.
That's coaching. And also, quickly, gentlemen, what do you think about Nunes? Amanda Nunes held on to her title last day in the UFC bout. But her opponent, Raquel Pennington, didn't want to come out for the fifth round. And she said, I'm done. Her corner forced her out there. And she took a vicious hammer jam and had to be taken to the hospital immediately after the fight.
The corner shouldn't have never, if she said she don't want to, they should have stopped it. This is like fight.
Not only that, man.
Right. This
that's
is violent.
Dangerous. Not only that,
her crew need to sue the corner. Whoever management team is,
they need to sue.
Lawsuit time, bro. Hey, man, Chris from Houston, thank you, boss.
Thank you very much, fellas.
Hey, man, we look forward to having you back again after, you know, this little playoff thing.
Yeah, next week. Give us an update next week.
What's going on? Because this should be maybe 1-1 or 2-0.
Yeah, game 3 or 4 should be by then.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Game 3 is Sunday. Game 3 will be next Sunday.
We'll get you back for game 3, Chris.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, cool.
Take care.
Have a great
one. And one thing, looking at the Buffalo Bills,